North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I'm glad that you can join us today as we have made our way to Five Points, Tennessee to try to help a family with a wheelchair-accessible van. I have in front of me right now Skylar Riley, and I've known the Riley family for many years. I played football with Todd Richardson, who's actually a stepbrother to Dustin Riley, and this family has always meant a lot to me, and Crystal reached out to me about the need for a wheelchair-accessible van for her son Skylar, and I wanted to be able to share this need with you today. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Skylar.
Hello. I guess I'm going to begin with at the end of 2019, in about, I think, around November, I started experiencing, tingles and numbness with my feet and occasional loss of balance.
Well, you're 17 years old, and as I look to my right, I see a wheelchair. Yes, it is battery-operated. You're able to get around like that, but when it comes to getting into a vehicle, what are the challenges right now for you, Skylar?
It used to be a lot harder because I didn't have the strength and my dad would actually have to lift my entire body. But I'm able to, I have enough power to stand, not correctly, but I have enough power to stand where I can hang on to a grab bar, I guess. And I can pull up most of my body weight with that. I maintained a lot of my strength and, my core.
Right now, we're looking to try to help get a wheelchair-accessible van, and you feel that that would be helpful to you.
Yes, very.
Getting in and out, and obviously your wheelchair could go into a wheelchair-accessible van, and you would be able to roll that onto a ramp, which would then put you into the center of the van, and you would be able to be strapped down and be safe while you're sitting in your chair, as opposed to having to get out of the chair, be in a regular seat, and then having to get yourself in and out of the vehicle that way.
Right.
We also have with us, as I mentioned, Crystal, and that is Skylar's mom. And I wanted Crystal to be able to share some of the challenges maybe that they've had with trying to help Skylar in and out of vehicles, maybe some of the other challenges. I see that there are ramps here at the house.
Oh, yeah.
And so there are some changes that have had to be made since 2019 because of this situation. And so, Crystal, if you'll share really the circumstances, what your family, the challenges you faced since 2019.
Well, there's been a lot of different challenges, really. Moving him around, like he has his potty, he has all that here for him. Changes throughout the house, the ramps that had to be put in. Having his daddy have to be off work in order for us to all go to Nashville instead of just me and Skylar being able to go to Nashville. If we had a, you know, wheelchair accessible van, it would be a lot easier to, you know, maneuver him by myself instead of having to try to pick him up and stuff.
You're 4 foot 11.
4 foot 11. He's like 5'7".
But, you know, with being short in stature like that, and obviously Skylar's going to keep growing. He's 17 years old.
Yeah,
he still has some
definitely.
Growing to do. It's going to be really hard on you physically, and I'm sure it has been. The times that maybe he's not as able to get himself in and out or get around.
Well, with the foot drop, it's hard for him to keep his balance. So he's basically standing like a ballerina. That's what he's doing because of the foot drop. So holding him, trying to get him in the vehicle by myself, and him trying to maneuver himself up there because it's hard for me to pick him up. It's hard for me to pick up his regular wheelchair, you know, and get it in the vehicle. So Dustin has to take off every time to go with us.
So as far as looking for a wheelchair accessible van, what have you looked for so far, Crystal?
Well, I've signed up for or joined about four groups looking for people who are selling those type of vans. The problem is they range anywhere from $26,000 to $70,000. And that's just not something we, you know, we can afford. But it's something we need.
So. I understand. And as we talked about before the interview, sometimes people have a loved one who maybe passes on. They're trying to get rid of the van.
Right.
There may be an opportunity there where maybe somebody listening right now has someone that they've cared about deeply and they had a wheelchair accessible van and they just need to find a new owner.
Right.
And
that would be
just
wonderful.
To basically have the van sent to somebody who needs it.
Yes.
And maybe it's at a discounted cost as opposed to the $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 van.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we're hoping right now through the interview. If you're listening right now and you are someone or know someone who has a wheelchair accessible van that's a possibility for the Reilly family, we want you to contact me through the Mark White Show. I can then pass this information on to the Reilly family, let them know what's available. I'm going to try to do that for Crystal so that she knows what's out there. Maybe you can beat the bushes. This is something that you can do. Just start searching and find wheelchair accessible van for this family. I want to take a quick break, Crystal, and when we come back, let's continue to talk about the situation with Skylar. As we mentioned, he's only 17 years old.
Right.
This is something that it was unexpected in 2019 that happened, and physically it doesn't seem to be improving at this point.
They say they think it's permanent because of he has no proper nerve function on the bottom parts of his legs from his knees down, and he has no proper nerve function and from his elbows to his fingertips.
Well, and obviously, because it's unexpected, it's a learning curve for your family trying to figure out, okay, we need to adapt this and we need to adapt that because, you know, if you don't have 36-inch doorways,
that's right,
and you're not handicap accessible in your
home, he can't even get in the our bathroom without me putting him on his little pot thing here and then pushing him backwards and getting him to where he can get in the bathtub. There's a lot of different things, you know, that are very complicated, like having to change everything around.
I understand.
For him.
And maybe the first step is to get this wheelchair accessible van,
yes,
and allow Skylar to be more mobile and travel with you all when you have to go to Nashville or wherever you have to go, that it's more convenient for him. Because as I mentioned, I want something that he's able to be more independent. And if he can have a joystick that will allow that ramp to go up with him and he can control that and he can,
yes,
get himself in the van, you know, and not have to have somebody every single
time help him, that he
can
just do it on his own. When we get times to go, it'd be nice to see him be more able to go out there and just push the buttons and just get in the van and just be able to get himself in there and be comfortable all the way up there.
Absolutely. We're going to talk some more about that when we come back, Crystal and Skylar, and I appreciate being able to be here in Five Points, Tennessee to talk about this, and I hope if you're listening right now that this story is touching you and you want to try to help Skylar, 17 years old, help him have a wheelchair accessible van. And I hope that you'll stay with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We are in Five Points, Tennessee, as I sit here with Skylar Reilly and his mom, Crystal, and we've been talking about his current situation, his mobility issues, and the fact that he needs a wheelchair-accessible van. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Crystal.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. And we talked about the various issues that he's having. There are some medical terminologies that are used. What were the issues that you described to me? And you don't have to go into the big words, but just a summation of what he's going through physically.
Skylar has CIDP. He has a syrinx in his spinal cord. He also has foot drop.
And right now, we want to try to help your family to have a wheelchair-accessible van. In the last segment, we talked about the fact that maybe somebody out there has a wheelchair-accessible van. They've had someone who they cared about that needed that van, and they no longer need it. Maybe there's an opportunity there for someone to reach out to the Mark White Show and say, hey, I've got this van available, and I'd like to help the Reilly family.
That would be such a blessing if there's somebody out there that has a van that they don't need anymore or would like to get rid of. Please, you know, let us know, because we sure could use it. It would be a blessing to us.
And you've never done a GoFundMe before.
Never.
So now here we are. A GoFundMe has been established for Skylar and this wheelchair accessible van. And we want to tell people that they can go to GoFundMe.com/van, V-A-N, hyphen, the number 4, hyphen, Skylar, S-K-Y-L-E-R. That's GoFundMe.com/van4Skylar. And we hope that people will support this effort financially. And if somebody sees the fundraiser, if they can't donate, then at the very least they can share it with other people and let them know about the need. And as it circulates,
yes,
and
please,
more people see it.
Please let anybody you see know that that's, you know, if they have something like that, or could actually help and to fund Skylar to get this van, it would be a blessing to us. It really would.
Well, and I hope that obviously things improve for Skylar, but if the situation as it is stays this way, then there are certain things that your family will need, and that includes a wheelchair accessible van, and we want people to support this effort. If somebody's been touched by this program today and 17-year-old Skylar's situation, then we want you to be able to help, and I want to share those things where you can help and make a difference in the lives of the Ridley family today. I will close this out with maybe a message from Skylar as we, again, reach out to you as listeners to try to help with this wheelchair accessible van fundraiser. So, Skylar, as we close out, a lot of people are listening right now, and maybe somebody out there wants to help. What difference will this make in your life to have a wheelchair accessible van to be able to get around?
It's definitely less of a struggle and a lot easier for my parents because my dad has to take off work.
Well, and I want people listening right now to think about your situation, maybe put themselves in your shoes. What if something happened to them this way and they physically started having these difficulties with their motor skills? They would want somebody to step up and help them. And so,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
I think if we can put ourselves in each other's shoes and think about, well, what if that were my circumstances? I would want help. And so we want people to go to the GoFundMe. Again, it's GoFundMe.com/van-4-Skylar. Again, S-K-Y-L-E-R. And you can support this wheelchair accessible van fundraiser for Skylar Ridley. Again, I appreciate the fact that we've been able to be here in Five Points, Tennessee, talk to you, Skylar, and talk to your mom, Crystal, and try to help in this way. So thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Skylar.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Mark, for coming out to my house and doing this for us.
Again, we appreciate the Ridley family in Five Points, Tennessee, for joining us on the Mark White Show to share about Skylar's situation and how you can help with a wheelchair accessible van. Again, go to GoFundMe.com/van4Skylar, S-K-Y-L-E-R, and support this effort. Again, share it with your friends and let them know about this special fundraiser for Skylar Ridley. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.